This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there on the site. They're totally free. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts in the business, they charge you for their websites. We do it free, and you get all the pretty much everything they got on those websites. They charge you for, like, a webcam and various different ways to interact with the audience and such over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about the military. There was a story about a guy with a beard who's been approved to continue having a beard in the military. And
because of his religion.
Because of his religion, Odinism or Asa True. Or heathenism, or paganism, whichever you want to call it. So we learned a little bit about that. And that has led to a further discussion on the military, specifically their recruiting goals. The Army has missed its recruiting goal for the first time since 2005. And now they're turning towards video gamers as a target for potential recruiting. We'll tell you more about that. Of course, you're welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts. It's David listening in New Mexico to KAVQ in Albuquerque. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, how this politician stuff goes down. But I missed something you said. Did Mark, were you saying that it was or was not Odinism was or was not a religion?
Well, the gentleman had called in and said at least his understanding of the practice was that it was more of a spiritual empowerment system than a religion.
I would say both are true. I would say that it's both what he said and seen as a religion in the old days. I mean, still
sure.
Seen as one.
Spiritual empowerment sounds like a synonym for religion for somebody who doesn't like the word religion. That's what that sounds like to me.
Right.
I think you have to kind of believe it. So religion... I don't think every religion necessarily believes in people dancing around in the sky, but most of them do. So you kind of have to have that. Magic beings, Ian.
In casual conversations with people that I know in Norway and Sweden, it appears that they view Odinism as a religion, not that they necessarily practice it today. Some do, some don't, but the way they speak of it as a religion. Had an interesting encounter on the radio calling in. A local radio station had a politician, this Gavin Clarkson. He's run for different things here in New Mexico. He was held a federal position in one of the presidential administrations. I don't remember which one it is. If the person was interested, obviously you can search it real quick. And he had, coincidentally, he happened to be the guy. He was in Washington, D.C., you discussed this the other day about people not knowing that New Mexico is part of the United States. He was the guy in Washington, D.C. that was in there with his wife applying to get a marriage license and that kind of thing. And he presented his ID. The woman asked for his ID, gave her a New Mexico driver's license. And she said, oh, sorry, we can't take this because they needed one from the United States.
this happens to people from New Mexico all the time.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. And this guy happened to be a government official when he's in there getting his marriage license. So she the government worker in D.C. takes his license back to her supervisor, and they come back a few minutes later and decide that they can't after all give him a marriage license because New Mexico is indeed part of the U.S.
That's a relief.
Thanks for checking that out, lady.
Yeah, really. And so this dude, I asked him a question on the radio, and his answer is telling of what we got going down here in the United States. But this guy's background, he went to Harvard Law, and he's currently a professor at the New Mexico State in Las Cruces, and he's run for a political office previously, and now he wants to be my senator.
So he's an attorney and an academic?
Yeah, yeah. So that should tell you. But he masquerades, and this guy, once again, Gavin Clarkson, you know, because this will get back to him. Hey, Gavin, how you doing? You're the one that dodged my question or that told me I was wrong, and let me tell you how you were wrong, Gavin. But anyway, so he's on the radio because he wants to be my senator. And I, by being an ass, I managed to get myself on the radio station that has banned me by being a total ass. Wait a minute.
There's more than one radio station that's banned you. Is this the one that called the cops on you and had you arrested, or just one of the ones that's banned you?
This one only reported me to the cops, and the cops didn't do anything about it. This one's KKOB, the commercial radio station.
Okay.
They've called the cops, but the cops won't do anything about it, whereas KUNM, having their own police force, because they're the University of New Mexico, and they have their
nothing
own police force. Yeah, their police actually responded, and we're currently in court about it, and they want to put me in jail for 364 days for insisting I have a right to call the public.
So you got past the phone screener.
Gavin Clarkson should steal a little time in jail just for this necktie thing that he's wearing. He's got one of those bolos.
Bolo?
A bolo. It's like a necktie, but Western. It's like these two pieces of rope with a little medallion in the middle.
Seen those.
Yeah, they're awful.
That's like a totally Western thing.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's like a 1960s Western thing.
Yeah, right. Well, he is from New Mexico. He claims both of his parents are tribal members here in New Mexico, and he is the what was it, 2012 country western dance champion.
So what is it about this guy? I mean, you know, you said you want him to or he wants to rule over you as the senator. So like, what did you confront him with? Where are you going with this?
What I confronted him with is I wanted to discuss with him the issue of parents and children's rights, and there, for instance, there happened to, well, I'm sorry, I wanted to discuss that, and he shut me down immediately. Of course, you asked the question, and instead of having a discussion, they immediately cut me off and let him say whatever he wants to.
That's typical talk radio.
Right, and what they did is when they cut me off, what his response was, Gavin Clarkson, the Harvard lawyer, New Mexico professor, what his response was is that my question was invalid to his office because the issue of parental rights is a local issue, was his words, not a federal issue. And I can prove that wrong, Gavin Clarkson, on many different levels. Let me just share one with you. For the last decade or more, there has been submitted to the House on a continuing basis an attempt to pass a Parental Rights Act, which would specify what more clearly what rights parents have regarding their children, so that less is left up to the courts to screw with parents over. And by definition, if this act is a valid act that has been submitted over and over and over again by half a dozen or more different congressional sponsors, that by definition, Mr. Harvard lawyer, graduate professor, that by definition proves that it is a federal issue. Otherwise, it would not be before our federal legislature.
Right. At the very least, he should be able to answer the question about whether or not he would support such legislation. But obviously, he didn't want to even have any kind of conversation with you. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it.
It seems reasonable that rights should, among them, your sort of parental rights should be enumerated. Why wouldn't we have that in the Constitution too? The writers of the Bill of Rights were pretty clear that the rights that they were enumerating weren't
all
of them. Only rights.
Yeah.
There's just some of them. So as we go on and we determine more rights as time goes by, we probably should add them. And it seems to me if you've parented a child, and certainly if you have to pay for one, that you've got certain rights.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's one of the things that frustrated me about talk radio, because you could hear that happen. I could hear that happening to listener or to callers on most talk shows. Was they'd get one line out, they'd say whatever, you know, initial thing they were going to say or ask a question, and then get cut off, obviously, because whenever I was listening to talk radio, it was like, what happened to that caller? They didn't say goodbye to them. There's no further interaction with the callers. They were on for a moment, then they were gone, and then the host just yaks and yaks and yaks. And this is one of the reasons why I founded Free Talk Live, was because I wanted callers to be able to actually have the opportunity to express whatever it was that they were actually calling about, or, you know, at the very least, respond to the person they were talking to.
Well, when you have a guest on, though, you want to give more time to the guest, and the callers
can
filibuster in their question. They wander around. They're not professional question askers.
That's a good point.
I think it's best if, as a caller, when you're dealing with an interviewee, that you spit it right out, and that's about it.
But even when without a guest, they do the same thing.
They claim to represent you. I think that's a bit different.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Satanic Temple back in the news and apparently approved by the IRS as a religion. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news headlines or engage with the community on their forum over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they also have games that you can play with Bitcoin Cash at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, speaking of games, the U.S. Army is now targeting gamers. Well, the way the story's written, they make it sound like this is a new strategy. It's not. It's something they've been doing for a number of years. In fact, the game that they came out with, I remember, I think it was back when I was living in Florida, so probably at least 15 years ago, was called America's Army. And it was a god-awful game. Now, I don't know if it's been improved since then, and, you know, various different updates and such. Yeah, it looks like 2002 was when
they
it came
out. They got the budget updated.
Yep, they sure do. So it looks like, yeah, they've updated it a few times over the years. But it was just, you know, as far as games go, terrible. Now, I guess it's supposed to be kind of realistic, or supposedly. But that's actually not what this story is about. This is about them targeting gamers at esports gaming competitions, I guess. They're not conferences. They're competitions where people come to a room and sit in, you know, chairs and play video games while a crowd actually watches them, apparently.
And they call it a sport.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing, and I've never actually witnessed it, nor am I interested in witnessing it. And I'm like, I like video games, you know. I grew up on them. I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so I was there for the true time, the original years of the video game business.
Yeah, I balk at the notion of calling it a sport.
I think that's ridiculous, personally. Yeah,
but there are sports out there. Let's take bowling, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
That's on TV. They've been playing bowling and calling it a sport since I was a kid.
There is something physical involved in bowling. You have to be able to lift a ball.
Well, you have to be able to
swing it
and aim it. But you have to be able to pick up a controller and use it.
Which is even less of physical effort. I mean, there's not much involved in that.
Well, sometimes you have to lean to one side or the other in order to get the player on the screen to do exactly what you want.
Well, they actually do have those kind of controls these days, Mark, but I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, I'm talking about the video gamer lean.
Yeah, the old school lean where they didn't have motion detection or anything like that, and you're just like you're dodging the enemy or whatever it is.
Right.
The game system has no idea you're doing that. Of course, nowadays they have all kinds of sensors where, you know, you don't even need a gamepad anymore, where there's, you know, cameras that track your every motion.
I do look forward to the role-playing games where you're, you know, out there slashing with a, you know, sort of fake sword in your hand and, killing dragons or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, you'll actually get tired in those games, from what I understand. They actually have games that
I might be ready to call that a sport.
If it were competitive, then I guess maybe you could argue about that. These new virtual reality games, Mark, I don't know if you've tried virtual reality yet.
I put my cell phone up to my eyes in a gizmo.
Yeah, we did that a few years ago here. We had like the Google, what was it, Cardboard, I think it was.
Somebody sent us a cardboard thing. And
yeah, you fold it up and
downloaded the app. And
that was a cool gimmick, you know. It's like, oh, man, this is kind of what VR is like, kind of.
Yeah.
But then you try out like the Oculus Rift and, boy, it is something else. It's pretty persuasive. And it's just Generation 1. I was watching some sort of video game review of the new, they got a new version, right? The Oculus is coming out with a new one. And, this one is going to be a self-contained unit wherein the first generation of the virtual reality hardware. And when I say first, I mean recent times. I'm not talking about the 90s VR, okay? We're talking about recent years. The first generation of recent VR, they had these big, like a cable pack that comes off of the helmet.
Uh-huh.
And then that has to plug into a pretty ballsy computer. Like, you got to have a, you know, killer graphics.
You're doing a lot of rendering.
Yeah, right, because you got to render for each eye. So you've got two different screens that are being rendered instead of your normal one that you'd be looking at on your computer. So your graphics card's got to be a beast. Your computer's got to be a beast. And you're plugged in. So it's kind of awkward, right, to have cables coming off of you when you're turning around and you're moving within a space. So they're getting rid of the cables and they're getting rid of the computer and they're just doing it as like a game system
Wow.
that basically is on your head.
So several museums out there, including the Field Museum in Chicago and the Museum of Natural History in New York, I have, in the case of the Field Museum, I went through their virtual reality thing that they had.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was a...
So it's pretty state-of-the-art, right? What year was this?
Late last year.
Okay, probably pretty good then, pretty impressive.
It wasn't hyper-realistic.
Okay.
But it was neat. My son... You know, you take him to the Field Museum and show him millions of year-old dinosaur bones. He wants to get to the VR setup.
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
You look at dinosaur bones in VR.
Right. That would be... That's
then you can touch them.
Well, you can move them, sort of. And the same thing happened. As a matter of fact, he built a dinosaur skeleton in the Natural History Museum in New York. And both of these things are, you know, pretty cool setups.
Mm-hmm. So let's continue. We can talk more about the Army targeting gamers in the esports world here in moments. We ended up going off on a tangent, but that happens on Free Talk Live. And open phones anytime. So we love tangents here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Kentucky listening online. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello. I have something to add to last night's discussion about how Facebook is banning accounts like Louis Farrakhan.
Yep. Alex Jones.
Fan page. Yeah.
Yeah.
And anybody who has fan pages, because I have personal experience.
Tell me about what do you
Facebook. Well, back in February, I wasn't banned for life, but back in February, I was temporarily banned because I had nothing to do with hate speech, no cursing, no porn, but yet, however, I have a major foot fetish,
oh dear.
So I found some pictures on another Facebook page.
Okay.
That I liked, and I put them on my Facebook page, and
these are just people's toes.
Well, I'm a soul man, and I'm not referring to the old '60s song.
So you're into the soles of a foot, specifically. You have a very specific part of the foot that you're into.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. I'm a sucker for a woman's soles.
Interesting.
And this is all the picture was. It was just a woman, totally clothed, except from her ankles to the soles of her feet.
Yeah.
And as soon as I put that picture on my account, Facebook made something pop up saying that I was banned for so many days.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got it from another Facebook page? Because this happened to us one time. It didn't have anything to do with a foot fetish, but it had to do with bikini girls, basically. We had the Gold Coast Meter Maids.
Reporting on a news story.
Right. The Gold Coast Meter Maids, which are, you know, a bunch of hotties that walk around and fill parking meters in Gold Coast, Australia as a, you know, customer service. It's amazing stuff. And we were talking about that, so we linked to their Facebook page.
We got banned for that.
And we got banned for that, temporary ban. So we'll come back with Jeff the Soul Man. Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
16 federal investigators are at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida to determine why a plane with 143 on board slid off a runway into a river. Ruth Landsberg is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
We're here to begin the investigation of the Miami Air International crash. We'll be looking at the human aspects, which includes the flight crew and the cabin crew. We'll be looking at the machine, that'll be the aircraft itself. And then finally, the environment, which would include the airport, the weather, and air traffic control.
The Run for the Roses is finished. Maximum Security has won the Kentucky Derby. Country House, a 6-1 long shot, comes in second, and Code of Honor came in third place. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Whether it's military, recruiting, video gamers, or foot fetishists, you know, we'll talk about anything. Now, to be clear, if it's anything to do with sex, there's certain rules and restrictions that have to come into play. The federal government's FCC doesn't really care.
I'm generally not grateful to the federal government or the FCC for anything, but in this circumstance, I think I might be.
We just have to, you know, be cautious with those conversations. And so far, our caller's been pretty well behaved on the topic, just kind of generally talking about a foot fetish, getting him banned from Facebook. That was actually the purpose of his call. It was talking about Facebook targeting people like Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, and others, labeling them as, quote, dangerous. I don't know if you heard about this, Mark, but we covered it last night.
I read this story.
In some detail on the show. Now, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Go to freetalklive.com and online. Every now and then we do after shows. So last night we did one of those after shows. It ended up going for 4 hours after Free Talk Live. So we did 3 hours on the air.
Problem with any live stream or podcast or anything like that. There's no particular time limit on these things.
Well, I mean, you can set your own time limit if you want to. But if you're having fun and people are participating, then we keep going sometimes. But we do those on our live streaming platforms, the video live streaming platforms, Twitch and DLive. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm and follow us on either of those platforms. Speaking of bans, we did catch a temporary ban on Twitch recently for so-called nudity on the Twitch stream, which, by the way, they've never answered my questions about. I sent them an email during the purported ban or temporary ban, asking questions about what they meant by nudity and does male nipples count as nudity? And I had a few different related questions, and they have not bothered answering my questions. I guess they have no obligation to provide me with any answers. It's just like, just keep stepping around there in the darkness and see what works and what doesn't. See what gets you banned and what doesn't. And sometimes some surprising things will get you banned from some of these platforms. We're going to continue, and we'll take your calls and thoughts. But we still have Jeff on the line in Kentucky. Jeff, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you said you posted a foot-related photograph from another Facebook page. So the photo was already on Facebook. You've posted this to your personal page, your personal profile. And
got an immediate ban, which I have never heard of.
Yeah. How long after the post were you banned?
I was banned for 30 days.
No. How quickly... I mean, Mark said it was immediate, but was it? Was it like a minute? Was it instantly? Was it an hour later? Was it the next morning?
When has Facebook assigned a censor right to you?
Like, when did you notice the ban went into place after you made the post?
I'm not kidding, guys. Only like 15 seconds at most.
Wow. So the post did it successfully post to the page, or did it never even make it?
It didn't even make it. They said they're not going to show it. And this is a really disturbing part because I was already familiar and heard a lot how Facebook doesn't respect our privacy.
Nope, they sure don't.
Like that. And here's the disturbing part for me. Okay. I had my settings set to where it would only post to only me. I chose that setting, only me. And it still somehow caught it. Even though you see a whole lot more at a public beach. This is just a woman's feet.
Okay, now, question about the content of, because normally when somebody posts something to Facebook, if it's a photo, they'll usually post some sort of caption, some sort of text along with it. Was there something offensive, perhaps, some wording in the text that might have triggered whatever auto filter that they got going on behind the scenes?
Absolutely nothing. I put no text on it, and there was no text in the picture.
Wow, that's crazy.
Nothing more. Yeah. And it's just like, what constitutes porn? Like the problem you guys have with this other site.
Was there a lot of skin in the photograph? Was like if it, was it just somebody's foot? Or you said the person was clothed, right? So it wasn't like they were
showing up. Yeah, the woman was totally clothed. I mean, wearing, even to the point of wearing long pants. She was wearing jeans. Only thing that was off was her shoes and socks.
That's weird because
I don't know how to describe this, but unbelievable. I don't understand how this could have happened.
And they don't give you an explanation. There was no citation of nudity policy. Was there anything where they got more specific?
It just said something about their community standards. What is community standards about a relatively obscure fetish, just about feet, that we see every day? You see a whole lot more than that at a public beach.
According to the story at Vice.com entitled "This Is Why Some People Are Turned On by Feet," written by a foot fetishist named Grant Stoddard, he says there was a 2007 study published in the International Journal of Impotence Research found that among those professing to have a fetish, feet were the most common preferences for body parts. So I don't know if it's that uncommon. I mean, our former co-host of ours was into feet. So maybe it's not that uncommon, but regardless of how common it is, it doesn't seem like it should in any way violate a Facebook community guidelines policy if it wasn't showing any nudity and you weren't typing in really offensive things along with the caption as well. But, you know, we don't run the site, and they have whatever arbitrary, stupid rules they're going to have. I would recommend getting off of Facebook and finding somewhere else that's more respective of your particular belief systems and preferences. Jeff, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Interesting story. People have been getting banned left and right off of Facebook, and sometimes there's some reasons and rationale that are given, and other times they don't owe you an explanation. It's their platform. They can do whatever they want with it.
I think the best thing that a lot of people could get would be a 30-day ban off of Facebook.
Just to give them a break, just to give them the incentive to figure out something else to do with their time?
Sure. I think Facebook's good for, I don't know.
For what?
Posting a few pictures of your family so that your friends can see them and that kind of thing.
Okay, sure.
Maybe exchanging some recipes.
Yeah.
That's about all I've got. I think that's what it should be for. It should be a sort of, I think it's a great way to sort of make a chronicle of your life, diary, that kind of thing. Now, let's not forget
that then Facebook can then mine for data and sell.
As they do, and the federal government, they're completely in bed with them, and so you're giving all the information you possibly could to
on
the authorities. But
you're creating your own profile for the federal government.
Everybody wants it. Most people have thought to themselves, I should write a diary.
Uh-huh. This is the closest that some
and
come to it.
This is a great way to sort of figure out where you were, when you were, sometime in the past. If it was a little more searchable and usable,
God,
that'd be cool.
Garbage. You can't search crap on Facebook. It's useless. But I'm not going to rehash the things I said about it last night, because I had a few things to say about Facebook. So if you missed that, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. You can download previous episodes there that go all the way back to 2006.
I'm sure all of them were smug and just talking about how you've kicked the Facebook habit, and everybody else should, too.
No, I mean, hey, if you like it, no. What I said is, if you like it, man, have a blast. It's just, it doesn't do what it once did. It doesn't connect effectively, and it doesn't allow for organizing, and it doesn't effectively allow you to communicate the people that you want to reach. So they broke it, and they broke it so on the intention of you paying them to reach the people you want.
They did do that.
That's the short version. Anyway, the International Journal of Impotence Research, according to the story here, fully 47% of fetish groups' subscribers in the sample the study looked at were into feet. 47% of them. That doesn't tell us how many of the masses like feet, of course, and foot-related things, but among the, quote, pervs of 2007, it was pretty big. Study's authors also mentioned Sigmund Freud noticed the frequent interest in feet and ascribed it to the notion that feet are, quell your surprise, a penis symbol. That I've never heard. I have never heard that about the foot before, and I can't even understand how that could be. Maybe that says more about Freud than it does anybody else.
Hey, I get the impression Freud called lots of things phallic.
He says, I chiefly credit my foot fetish, because this is a question I meant to ask the caller, but I forgot it. Like, how'd you get into it? Because I'm always interested to know, like, where'd that come from? He says, I credit my foot fetish to the events of an uncharacteristically long, hot English summer in my middle adolescence. Two other boys and I spent many summer days with three girls we knew from school. We sunbathed, hung out at a local swimming pool, went walking in the nearby woods, where the girls plucked daisies between their toes on more than one occasion.
Well, there you go.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want, and it's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Whoops. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You
professional broadcasters here.
Yes, we're doing great tonight. Ian and Mark in the studio. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. We were discussing briefly the U.S. military, specifically the Army, not meeting its recruiting goals and turning towards video gamers in a new way. They're starting up their own e-sports team. And then that led off into a different direction. That then we had a caller who was talking about a foot fetish. And not knowing a whole lot about foot fetishes, I found myself curious. And, of course, Vice has an article that's all about it, written by a guy who has a foot fetish. He's talking about how he started. How does that happen? Is it something you're born with, or are there circumstances that lead you or lead one towards that particular viewpoint or interest?
I can see why they would have written the article, because I can imagine a lot of people would be sort of interested in this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, they say that a fair amount of people who are fetishists are into feet.
Can't tell you what percentage of the population is a foot fetish, but what they can tell you is that people who go to fetish websites, what percentage of them are foot fetishists?
Yeah, of those professing to have a fetish, feet were the most common preference for body parts or features and objects usually associated with the body. So that doesn't mean it's the most popular of all fetishes. It just means that of body part-related fetishes, feet are the clear winner.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's if I were to think of a fetish, mm-hmm. I wouldn't think of any other body part really being a fetish, right?
Besides feet, you mean?
Right. So there's a few body parts that are sort of just traditionally sexual.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
these are the parts you're supposed
female
to
breasts,
but
legs.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Butts and yep. things like that. So I'm not sure that would be called a fetish just because it's so ordinary.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, fetishes are normally out of the ordinary, right?
So at that point, then...
How about the curvature of the neck? Is that a...
I don't think so. I think that's just something you're attracted to.
Mm.
So...
Well, what's the difference between something you're attracted to and a fetish? I mean, a fetish is something you obsess over?
Foot and fetish are alliterative. That's the reason.
Well, that's nice. It's handy. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I was reading the part of the story here where he explains where this, in his mind at least, came from. What was the origin of his interest in or his fetish in feet? And he talks about when he was a child in his middle adolescence with other kids of his age. They were, you know, outdoors with one another and walking in the woods, girls barefoot. They were plucking daisies between their toes. And he says, despite lots of yearning from the boys, particularly me, the activity within our co-ed sextet remained entirely platonic. The most titillating thing that happened from my perspective, he says, was that the girl who I was interested in ended up leaving a pair of sneakers at my house. Her two friends had been razzing her about how stinky they'd gotten over the summer. Resigned to the fact that sniffing her well-ripened British nights would be as physically close as I ever got to her. So just out of child desperation of wanting attention and all that, he says, I ended up huffing them whenever I was alone.
Oh, dear.
The effect it had on my person was so intense and profound that I feared that, he was talking about how he was turned on, that it would never subside. So apparently just the interest in this young lady, being able to see her toes and feet and then having access to an article of her clothing, specifically her shoes, led him into this world. And then I guess she just left the shoes there, so he had them for some amount of time.
So I have to sort of put aside my disgust with all of this.
It's, yeah.
And then realize...
Feet are stinky.
We're just animals.
Yeah.
You know, I've got this great dog that's staying with me. She's a St. Bernard.
They sniff each other's butts.
She is what I call a hot-nosed dog. What that means is they rely heavily on their nose. Usually I'm of the opinion that means they're good at it, good at using their nose.
Mm-hmm.
It could just mean that she's got droopy eyes and it's hard for her to see.
She's blind, yeah.
Well, no, she's a St. Bernard. And so they're bred to have these kind of droopy eyes.
I see.
And it's going to be a little more difficult for them to see. And... you know, she loves to smell things, all kinds of vile things. There was a dead frog in the driveway, and she wanted to smell it, and Lord knows what she intended to do with it if I left
Pick
her
it
there
up.
Long enough. Right? It's just gross.
Gnaw on it.
And we're...
Bring it inside. The dogs don't really do that. It's more of a cat thing, right? Bringing a dead thing indoors.
Yeah, she probably would have tried to consume it quickly mm-hmm. if she had gotten the opportunity, because...
She could roll in it, too. They like to roll in death.
I'm going to get her out of the range of that thing pretty quickly. So, she says, I don't want that in my house. It's yuck.
One time, Jazzy rolled in some death, and it was just awful.
It's hard to get rid of once it takes hold.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as the skunk. The skunk was the worst.
Yes. Anybody who's had a dog that's had a little run-in with a skunk knows what you're talking about. It's not much fun at
Poor
all.
Poor Jazzy.
So, we're not that far removed on a modern human, as we were described, as 200,000 years old.
Yeah, I mean, we're not that far removed from the monkeys throwing poop at one another.
The agrarian revolution is 10,000 years ago. So of, you know, 1/20th of the time that modern humans have roamed the earth, have we grown food and lived in a society and things like that. And I'm sure that whatever... But sexual practices, normative sexual practices, took a long time to get in place, even in agrarian societies. They didn't all just show up one day and say, this is, well, we're going to do monogamy, and you're only allowed to talk about certain parts of it. That's all that's acceptable. I don't think that's probably what happened. So... I have to just kind of put these things aside and think to myself, all right, well, you do you, pal.
Old Man J. Raul in our Twitch chat adds in that combined with the hormonal insanity of puberty, things can get weird quick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then he adds, the author over at Vice.com adds this. He says, in my mind, the shoes were a sort of fetish-inducing double whammy. There was the smell of her, plus the idea that I was beneath her, figuratively, at her feet. So maybe kind of like a domination thing going on here. She came over to get them before school started, but in that week or week and a half that those kicks lived at my house, I acquired an enduring and expanding fetish now in its 27th year.
What if he's contacted her?
What, since then, to tell her thank you?
Or whatever.
Can you send me your old shoes for old time's sake? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It does make you think a little bit more about the people that work in shoe stores, though, doesn't it?
No.
No? You don't want to think about that?
I'm sure the people who work in shoe stores are just selling shoes, by and large.
I'm sure that's true, by and large. But I bet you there's a few of them that are really into it.
I'm sure they are. They probably have their preferences and find them on sale and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, so if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This story goes on. I'm going to put it on our social media. So if you want to engage in this further and investigate it further, then this is a good place to start. I'm not into it, but hey, whatever floats your boat, as long as it's consensual. So
yeah, that's what libertarianism is. It's just about whether or not it's consensual, and if it's not hurting anybody, and everybody's adult and consenting, then fine.
The apparently it bugs some people on the video streaming sites because the foot fetishists or people at least masquerading as them will come into chat rooms of women. And like the women streamers,
yep.
And ask them to show their feet on the on the stream. And I guess some of them will probably do it if the guy ponies up enough money.
Sure. If any of these streaming sites, you can put money.
Right.
You can donate money right there as you're doing thing as they're doing things.
Tip.lrn.fm.
Tip.lrn.fm. What's that allow you to do?
You can use credit card or PayPal to throw a tip into the stream, and then we'll see it. And there's like a message that you can include. So you could write something about your foot fetish or whatever. And then it appears on the screen. And if you tip over $4 worth, then a robot lady will read your message out over the stream. Like while we're talking, she'll just talk right over us. So you can get your message read kind of on the air, and then we'll acknowledge it and say thanks. And I'll hand out cash in the studio. We're coming up here. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.